Nolte, frail Joe Biden forced to use Air Force One's short stairs. By John Nolte on August 31, 2023. Joe Biden's increasing frailty has forced him to use the short stairs when exiting and entering Air Force One. Now that the corporate media fear Biden cannot beat former President Donald Trump, stories about Biden's failing health and age have become fair game. The taxpayer-funded, fake news welfare queens of NPR report. It's one of the iconic images of the American presidency. The commander-in-chief, standing and waving to the cameras from the top of the stairs leading into Air Force One. But recently, President Biden has been avoiding climbing up the sometimes wobbly 18-foot staircase that is trucked over to the plane's upper door. More often than not, he is using a much shorter and sturdier set of stairs that fold out from the belly of the plane. Biden, 80, has stumbled on the tall stairs more than once. The short stairs have the distinct advantage of moving most of Biden's ascent into Air Force One out of public view. But for those who have noticed the shift, it also draws attention to one of Biden's greatest political liabilities as he seeks re-election, his age. One political operative told NPR, "Very few people have noticed that he's mostly using the smaller stairs. But everybody's going to notice if there's a really bad slip and fall down the tall air stairs." Remember Biden's hilarious Jerry Lewis impersonation on those Air Force One stairs back in 2021? Remember the bicycle fall? The epic sandbag collapse? Falling asleep at important events? Ouch. Biden stumbles multiple times boarding Air Force One. Biden, an 80-year-old racist and serial liar who sells his influence to foreign countries, isn't only using the short stairs. As my colleague Simon Kent pointed out last month, Biden has been forced to increasingly rely on extended vacations, early nights, and note cards. But that really is the only way to deal with a patient who is so obviously sundowning. So why would a left-wing propaganda outlet like NPR report such an inconvenient truth about a Democrat? Simple. The media want to dump the Biden/Harris ticket. He's too old, she's too stupid, and this is a failed presidency on every measurable level. Our economy is in shambles. Our foreign policy is a joke. Crash landing. Biden falls at U.S. Air Force Academy commencement. Above all, poll after poll shows Trump doing better against Biden than he did against Hillary Clinton in 2016. The media and deep state have tried everything to protect Biden. Until now, they've covered up his lies, his age, his breathtaking corruption. They lied to us about Hunter Biden's laptop. They've indicted and arrested Trump on four different occasions. Nothing is working. Plan B is to dump Biden, hoping a glib, slick fascist like Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, can win. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.